Today, we have just entered into the Holy Week with the celebration of Palm Sunday, with the hearts full of praise and hands full of palms. This is the most awaited, sacred, and powerful, and graceful week in the Church's liturgical year. It is the holiest of all weeks, a time where the divine mystery unfolds before us, revealing God's boundless love, unveiling His infinite mercy and forgiveness, and accomplishing the work of salvation. This is the week that changed the world, giving new meaning to human suffering, reshaping our understanding of God and worship, and opening for us the path to eternal life in Christ Himself. Why do we call this week holy? It is holy because it marks the most significant and sacred days in the life and mission of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we look at the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke and John put together, we find a total of 89 chapters. Remarkably, more than one third of the Gospels, that is 29 chapters, are dedicated to this final week of Jesus' earthly life, focusing on His passion, death and resurrection. That's why this week is very special, truly holy, deeply meaningful and profoundly life-transforming. In today's readings, we see Jesus goes to two important places, namely to Jerusalem and Mount of Olives, that is the Garden of Olives, that is also known as the Garden of Gethsemane. First, Jesus goes to Jerusalem to begin His new Passover. Unlike the old Passover which began in Egypt and ended in Jerusalem, today Jesus begins a new Passover that starts from Jerusalem and leads us to eternal home in heaven in Christ Himself. The food for this journey is His own body and blood, which He offered at the Last Supper and which we receive in every Eucharistic celebration. Second, Jesus goes to the Mount of Olives, that is to the Garden of Gethsemane. This journey recalls the deeper biblical symbolism found in the book of Genesis. As we know, in the center of the Garden of Eden, there were two important trees. The first one is the tree of knowledge, symbolized by the fig tree, and the second tree is the tree of life, symbolized by the olive tree. It was in that first garden where sin entered the world. Life was lost, and as a result, the humanity was banished from the garden and cut off from the tree of life, the source of eternal life. Now in this garden, second garden, the Garden of Olives, Jesus begins to reverse that ancient fall of the humanity. In a night of intense prayer, His sweat becomes like drops of blood as He surrenders Himself, saying, "Not my will, but thy will be done." Hence, Jesus deliberately chooses to begin His suffering here, the Garden of Olives, to confront sin at its root, to defeat death, and to open for us the way to eternal life. In Christ, we are invited back to the eternal life, eternal tree of life, not merely as a memory of what was lost, but as the promise of paradise restored through His passion, death, and resurrection. Traditionally, during this Holy Week, we turn our hearts and minds to the sufferings of Christ, the betrayal, the denial, the scourging at the pillar, the crowning of thorns, and the agony of the cross, and ultimately the death. It is a week heavy with emotion and saturated with sorrow. And yet, we must remind ourselves, it is not the suffering of Jesus that makes this week holy. Rather, it is His inexplicable, immeasurable, self-sacrificing love of God for our salvation makes this week holy. We know from experience that genuine love has the power to empower and transform. For example, a parent's love for the child can inspire a greater sacrifice. Love for one's country can give the courage to face any danger in life. And the love that Christ has for humanity led him to freely embrace his passion, death, ultimate cost of his mission. Jesus did not choose suffering for its own sake. Instead, he shows us that he is willing to go to any length to free us from the slavery of sin and the burden of death. This is what makes the Holy Week special and important. Not failure, but faithfulness. Not defeat, but divine love. A love that holds nothing back. Yes, this week is holy, not because of tragedy, but because of God's unconditional, self-sacrificing, and life-transforming love for each and every one of us, especially gathered here. Jesus has truly made this week holy, but how do we make it holy by our life? We make it holy when we respond to Christ's sacrifice with gratitude, not just in words, but the way we live. We make it holy when we practice unconditional love when it is difficult, inconvenient, unrewarding, or misunderstood. We make it holy when we let go of entitlement and recognize that all that we have, all that we are, comes from God Himself. Our family, our country, our faith, our very lives, and all the blessings are but the blessings of God. And we are called to be faithful to them. Throughout this week, let us follow Christ our Lord in prayer with a faithful heart. Let us respond to His boundless love, not merely with the palms and songs, but with the lives that reflect that same love of God Himself. Let us walk with Him through His passion and death for our sins, and ultimately the celebration of the glorious Easter. Yes, by His wounds we are healed, and by His blood we are redeemed. Amen.